Thank you for tuning in today to our teaching broadcast, and we pray that you are blessed of the Lord and ready for some good teaching from the Word of God. Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the airways that we have wherein the means to broadcast the gospel in a form of teaching to the uttermost parts of the world, not only here in our local areas in this state, but throughout the whole country and to every country in the world. We thank you, Lord, for that privilege and opportunity. Now anoint your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to teach today on a subject entitled The Authority of the Believer. We'll start out with Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 7 up through verse 14. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name do you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole." Verse 11, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. If we go back in Acts in the 3rd chapter, and we find these words in verse 6, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God." Here we see the exact account of the miracle that was done. And then when they was examined, when they was brought up and brought to council, and then they declared that this thing they did, not anything of theirs, but they done it through the authority they had in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one whom they had crucified. And today all power is still given in that name. And in that name we still have the authority and the power to cast out devils. We have power to bind, power to loose, and power to set free. Then if we look over into Proverbs the 29th chapter in verse 2. "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn." And there we are today. We see what's happening in our country. We have 51% of the people voted in the last presidential election. We want a man that's a Muslim. We want a man that's believes in same-sex marriage. We want a man that believes in equal rights to the gays. We want a man that's for abortion. And so there we are. And that's the reason we've got mourning going on in America. That's the reason we've got problems. We're a nation that has forsaken God. And God said, "If my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray." God said he's going to heal our land. But we're going to have to humble ourselves and pray. And we're going to have to call upon the name of the Lord. That's the only name by which these things can happen, is by the name of the Lord. Then in Matthew, in the 7th chapter, in verse 28 and verse 29, And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. Here Jesus displayed that authority wherein that he had and wherein that we would receive through his name. Then in John in the fifth chapter, verse 24 and verse 25, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear his voice shall live. And verse 26 goes on to say, for as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. He has given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. The Bible tells us plainly that Jesus has that authority. It was given to him by the Father, and he has a power and authority to execute judgment. And, you know, the Bible tells us who we're to fear. Not the one that can just, you know, kill the physical body, but the one after the physical body is dead can deliver the soul into eternal destruction in a place called hell. Then if we turn to the little book of Titus and find in chapter 2, verse 11 through verse 15, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exalt and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Herein, God again allows us to see and understand that the authority that's given. Jesus said to those that he taught, that we're to go and take these things and we're to exalt and rebuke with all authority. You're not going to get nowhere with any situation under you take authority. If you got a problem in your life, you're going to have to take authority. If you got a devil that's harassing you, you're going to have to take authority over that devil. And when you take authority over that devil, then you're going to see things happen and you're going to see the devil get out of the way. All right, let's look in 1 Peter and in chapter 3 and verse 21 and verse 22. The like figure whereunto even baptism also now saves us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Herein God again confirms the fact that all power, all authorities, all in heaven and earth has been made subject to him, and he has full authority and power over all of this. That same power has been given to you and I. If you're not using it, you're not seeing results. But when you go to using it, you're going to see results. You're going to see the hand of God miraculously move, and you're going to see great things happen. You can sit in a church where there's no power, no authority, and we see that so much. I tell people, I'm scared to death of churches that does not have any fight from the devil because there's something wrong in them. If the devil will help people go to a church, then there's something bad wrong in it. They've either denounced the Holy Ghost, one of the fastest growing churches in this town. The pastor said he wanted everybody had the Holy Ghost out of his church. He said they were full of the devil. And it's one of the fastest growing churches around here because there's no opposition. You can go there and still live in your sin. You can deny the power of God and deny God. You can still go on and live like you want to. The root of it is once saved, always saved. And if you get to the bottom end of it, the pastor still believes once saved, always saved, and he denies the Holy Ghost. That's two things that'll happen in power denying church. They will deny the Holy Ghost and they'll teach and preach once saved, always saved. Do anything you want to, live anything you want to, and it'll be all right. So I'm scared to death of churches that have no opposition from the devil. Then in Matthew in chapter 28, we find these words in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Here again, this authority and power, he said it's all given to him, and we've received that power through Jesus Christ. And then in Matthew in the 8th chapter and in verse 5 we find these words. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of a palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come in my name in the east, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou believest, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed in the self same hour. That's covering down to the 13th verse of that 8th chapter. Then we'll close with this from Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 13 through verse 19. Then Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, and are one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is the promise of the word. This is that authority. And we have the power as a believer to bind, to loose, to set free. We have all authority in the name of Jesus. He said, whatsoever we do in word, indeed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the power of the word. Let people wake up and realize they have authority in the name of Jesus. We got to come clean. submit our sins and let them be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and then take on that full authority and that full power that we have in the name of Jesus. Now let those that need healings, need miracles, let them receive it at the name of Jesus. If a man, woman, backslider need to be saved, let them come to Calvary's bleeding side of Calvary's Lamb and let them be saved by the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen.